Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Today I'm joined with Dr. Sanjay Prasad, the founder and CEO at SurgiQuality. How are you today?
Oh, great, Jared. Thank you for having me aboard. That's a great opportunity. Great.
I'm excited. Yeah, I was obviously reading more about what you're doing with your company and your background, and it's all super impressive. And these are the moments I get really excited about because you know, obviously you do your research, but I get to hear directly from the source, right? So let's kick it off for our audience. If you could tell the audience about your background, really appreciate that. We can get rolling.
Yeah, I've been a practicing surgeon for 30 years and, you know, really see the healthcare system as rather broken in terms of patient care. And I think what's happening is that the referral system is really the heart of the problem. Patients are getting referred from, you know, primary care docs or emergency room visits to surgeons without not a lot of thought placed on cost or not a lot of thought placed on quality and surgeon outcomes. And what's happening is patients are getting pigeonholed to surgeons without much information, right? So there's an information gap, if you will.
And that was probably, if we're going off of what part of your why is, right, for starting this company in the first place, I'm assuming okay. That was a big driver. Is there anything else that really that caused you to want to start up this company, you know, before you started kick things off?
Yeah, so, I came here, I was born in India. I came to this country when I was a year old. And, you know, my parents really came searching for a healthcare solution for a problem in the family. And lo and behold, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, became a practicing surgeon for 30 years. And now I want to help patients, you know, get to the best surgeon that they can within their network. That's what I'm all about.
I love it. Can you talk us through how SurgiQuality works today, basically how it works and what exactly your main area of focus is with the company?
Yeah, so the main area of focus is to connect surgical patients, patients who've been told they need surgery, to the best surgeon for their condition, for their surgery in their network. So it's a twofold solution. It involves a personalized concierge who handholds the patient through the entire system. And then it's a medical record distribution platform where our concierge accesses their medical records once we have their permission. We send it up to the cloud, and then we send it to multiple surgeons within their network, all who are board certified and qualified to do your surgery. They validate necessity. They offer treatment options other than surgery. They put in their past experience, how many they've done, what's their success rate, what's their complication rate. And they also put in all-inclusive pricing with their facility. We're empowering patients, you know, with tools to be able to compare surgeons based on quality scoring and make well-informed decisions. That's what we're all about.
And you touched on this a little bit in your opening statement, but I'd like to go a little bit more into more detail if you can, because it's one of the things I wanted to ask you. Why is the referral process, in your mind, why is it the heart of the problem in surgical care?
Well, the heart of the problem is the referral process. And this is a very important time. When you develop a condition, you're being seen by your internist or your pediatrician or what have you, and then the pediatrician or the internist or the family practitioners trying to determine which surgeon to send you to, this is an extremely important time. They're very rushed. The time is short. They've got to make quick decisions. They usually have a list of referring surgeons that they usually refer to, and they just send you off to one. Sometimes you're lucky you get two surgeons. And then you really, that referral is not being made on the basis of cost. That is the surgeon in your network? Is he out of network? Is the anesthesiologist going to be in or out of your network? Is the pathologist going to be in and out of your network? The facility, there's no concern, really no thought about cost. And what's more important, there's not a lot of thought about surgeon outcomes. That is, are we sending you to the right surgeon who has the best outcomes for your condition, for your procedure? And you've got a, I've got a provider book of surgeons to pick from through your provider book, and you have no way to choose which one's best for you. So this is the heart of the problem.
Another thing that you and I really wanted to talk more about today, and which has to relate to what you're currently doing with your company today, let's talk a little bit about racial disparities in surgical care.
Yeah, we've gotten really triggered by this over the last few months, and we realized that our solution may be the solution for solving a major problem, and that is racial disparities in surgical care. And it's amazing to me, but if you look at all the studies, and there've been 88 studies done till 2013, looking at Black patients' surgical outcomes, comparing them to white patients across an array of different conditions, it's astonishing and jaw-dropping that Black patients have poorer outcomes, get referred to low-volume surgeons, low-quality surgeons, higher mortality rates across an array of conditions. And we don't know quite why that is, but we are a solution, Jared, because what we're doing is we're sending these medical records sanitized for in regards to name, race, and ethnicity. When they're sent to the surgeon and when they're sent to the facility, the decisions on how to manage that case, what treatment options to use, et cetera, is blinded by the provider. We think this is going to be a great opportunity to study how Black patient outcomes compare with white patient outcomes. It's going to be a prospective study as opposed to the previous retrospective studies that have been done to date.
When do you think you'll continue to have more data around, because you said you're obviously going through this study. Obviously that's a work in progress, right? But what are your levels of basically tracking that? Like, are you, what stages are you looking at that data in?
So we're starting in October. We've got a Fortune 100 company that's starting to use the platform fairly soon. And the major insurers are very, very interested in what we're doing. We also applied for an NIH grant to study racial disparities in surgical care. We're hopeful we'll get the phase one feasibility study through and move to a phase two study. It's going to be exciting because we're going to arouse awareness in surgical disparities amongst different races, amongst the surgeons, the specialty societies. Hopefully this will foster a whole generation of clinical studies and countermeasures so we can counter this and level the playing field for Black patients.
It'll be exciting for you and your team to, I hope you get the grant, that those type of opportunities always help continue to move forward with your mission and the areas of focus, right? So best of luck on that. Do you know when you might hear about that?
We should hear fairly soon. The deadline's in September. So we're really excited about it. And our team is working very hard to get that going. And this has really resonated with the large employers. Because employers today are looking for solutions to help Black patients. And this is going to be a great solution to help that part of our population.
Well, I look forward to continuing to stay in touch with you. Before we wrap things up, I'd love to hear quickly, what does the future of healthcare in the U.S. look like through your lens? And we'll wrap up from there. But I'm curious.
Healthcare is changing rapidly. We all know that, right? Although technology is progressing rapidly, we've got to be very compassionate. There's got to be a concierge component that's coupled with technology. We're really excited. I wrote a book on this subject, Resetting Healthcare Post-COVID-19 Pandemic. You can get this at the usual places, but if you want to learn more, you go to resettinghealthcare.com. We're very passionate about what we're doing. There's going to be a lot of changes, all for the better, all for improved outcomes. And I think technology and a concierge process will be integral to the success of any platform.
Thank you for your comments on that. I always like to get every guest's opinion, you know, kind of that quick snippet, what their thoughts are. Well, I want to thank you again so much for joining me on the podcast today. I'll include in the show notes, people be able to go out, check out what you're building, and continue to follow your journey. So thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Jared, for having me aboard. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.